mean, like somebody else.
And the other girl was like a really soft talker.
You just have to make sure you know where the mic is and make sure it's pointing towards the direction. Like, if you're facing that direction, it's probably not going to pick up as well.
Okay.
You just think about it. I mean, it's just like we record stuff for music all the time, and we have to make sure we know where the mic is so that it picks up on us.
That goes to show how much I know what I'm doing.
Tape recorders, it's one of those technological things.
Fun.
That, you know, I don't really know very well, but I can use a tape recorder.
Okay, that's good because I can't.
So guess what?
What?
Mr. Thompson told me that I've got an A for the semester.
Oh, yes.
Because of my breakthrough. He's like, he came in at intermission during the concert. He was like, that's what I've been trying to get you to do all semester. You've just earned your A. Yes. Finally.
Wait, so what breakthrough was this?
He's been trying to get me to play louder and fuller, I guess, and with, like, a better sound most of the semester. And it finally, like, it wasn't working. Like, he was trying to, like, everything he could think of to get me to play better, and then he gave me a new reed. Like, he gave me his new reeds that he's using. And, like, I put the reed on, and boom! It was, like, perfect. It was so much better. It was exactly what he'd been trying to get me to do, and it was an equipment problem.
Oh, wow.
It was not a lack of understanding between me and him, and it was not for lack of his telling me what to do and me following what he wants me to do. I just needed different reeds.
Oh, this is really good.
I know. It was such a simple answer to a problem we've been trying to fix all semester.
Wait, so how old was your other reed?
It's not that it was old. It's a different type. This new type is better.
Okay.
Like, well, for me. Not for everybody. Some people don't like them. But I like them.
So, oh, okay.
Therefore, I have to buy 2 boxes of reeds tomorrow.
Oh, jeez. Wait, how often do you have to change them?
These last longer, so they'll probably last me, like, a month, and then I have to start breaking in new reeds.
Wait, only a month? Wow.
Hey, the reeds I'm using now, like, last about a week.
Oh, jeez. That's pretty bad.
Reeds? And they're expensive, too.
Oh, no.
But these new ones, apparently for him, for Mr. Thompson, he's been using them for, like, a month, and he got 8 out of 10 that he liked. Whereas in a normal box of the ones that I'm using now, they last about a week, and I like about 3 out of 10.
Wow.
So it's a lot better deal.
Yeah, definitely.
So did you go out on Saturday?
Yep.
It was fun.
Yeah, I wore my skirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice.
And it's pink.
It's pink.
It's like the
fabulous.
Only pink thing that I have.
That's fabulous. Actually, if my mom hadn't been here, I probably would have gone to a party on Friday night.
Yeah.
The sophomore vocal majors were throwing their cast party for the convocation that they did on Thursday. And part of it, like, revolved around our solfege class. Like, there was a big scene. And so, you know, everyone in our solfege class was invited. So I was told about it, but I'm like, I have to spend time with my mother. So I won't be able to go.
Yes, and she came, like, all the way from Texas.
Exactly. Exactly. But, you did go shopping.
Shopping is fun.
Do you want to see what the stuff looks like?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a shirt. And colorful. Plain.
Oh, it's a really pretty color there.
I like this color. It happens to be one of the few that looks good on me. A skirt.
Oh, that's pretty too.
It's this nice fabric, and it's like, it's really long, which I love. I love longer skirts, and all this fabric, it just sort of like goes out. There's so much of it.
Oh, so it's like a poofy one.
Yeah, it's like a big skirt.
Oh, that's fun.
I love. So, that's kind of a skirt, and then the shoes. Shoes are so fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have to see the shoes.
Tennis shoes.
Ooh, those are pretty.
Black and pink.
They're kind of like Kathy's. Kind of.
I like them. I was just looking at, and they fit better than the other ones I was trying out, which one to find. And these are so adorable. These are my new concert shoes.
Oh, those are really pretty. Wow.
And they'll look good. I was looking at these pair of black pants with a gap that were fabulous. They fit well and everything. They weren't long enough, though.
Oh, no.
Like, they would have been okay if, like, they came down here and they had a cuff. And if I taken the cuff out and pressed them, they would have been okay. But I'm going to go online and see if I can get order them in longs. Because as a regular, most gap pants come in a long.
Oh, I hope you get them.
But if not, my mom will just buy some at the Gap in Houston. And we'll let them pan out. And then, because they just weren't long enough, like, they were fine normally, but I had bought the shoes already, and so I liked the shoes on with them. And they weren't long enough to go with the shoes.
Oh, darn.
So, that wouldn't have worked.
I hate it when that happens.
Since, you know, the whole purpose of buying black shoes for me is for concert. You know, black pants, anything black I buy is for my concerts.
Yeah.
I wear other black, but still. That's the main purpose.
So are you doing anything for Carnival?
I have a recital to go to on Wednesday night. A friend, a violin player, Andy, is doing her violin recital, her junior recital, on Wednesday night, and she's playing the Four Seasons by Vivaldi.
Wow.
She's playing the whole thing. She's playing all four seasons. So, and she asked me to go. Last Friday, and I was like, sure, why not? So Wednesday night I'll be doing that.
Is this at Carnegie Hall?
No, it's at Kresge.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be fun. So I won't be doing anything carnival related then. I'll have to go to carnival, like to the Midway, on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
Because Saturday I have Paiso.
Oh, they're making you go to Paiso on Saturday even though it's carnival?
Well, they're not related to the school.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't care.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
So, yeah, I have Paiso on Thursday, and it's like 3 weeks till our concert, so we're getting close.
I'm going to need to come and see you at your Paiso concert.
Yeah, I do. It's on May 1st.
Okay.
The day before finals start.
Oh,
the day before my jury, of course.
Man.
I'm going to have a jury on Monday. Mr. Thompson has already decided what I'm going to play for my recital, next year. We were talking about it today, like, we got out my jury piece, he was like, this would be a really good recital piece, so we need to go ahead and start thinking about my recital music. And he's like, so we'll do this, it'll be the, like, you know, the show piece, the main thing, and then we have to pick a couple of other shorter pieces for you to do. And I was like, okay, so he, like, was like, I think you should do this and this. It would be a good, like, contrast. So I was like, okay, sure. Whatever. So, I'll have to order some of that over the summer and, you know, get working on it.
So you're going to be practicing for a long time.
I'm always practicing.
That's true.
I didn't practice today because I have a lot of time, but most other days I practice. It's a musician's life. We get used to it.
That's true.
I'm so excited though that you're 2 days off from school.
Oh, so am I.
It makes me so happy.
It's not even carnival that I'm excited so much, just as like we have a 3 day week.
Yeah, the only thing I have definite plans for carnival is the fact that I plan on getting more sleep than I normally do. I can always use some time to catch up on my sleep, and having like 3 days in a row where I don't have to wake up early is going to be amazing.
When do you usually have to wake up?
Mondays and Wednesdays I wake up at 8:30 so that I can take a shower before I go to class and stuff, so I have class till 11:30. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday I have class at 9:30, so I usually take showers the night before, so I get up at like, my alarm's set for 7:30, but I usually don't end up getting up until like 8:15.
Oh, okay.
So, closer to the time that I get up on the other days, but if I didn't set my alarm that early, I wouldn't get up that early. And then I get up at like 9:15 on Saturdays so that I can, you know, shower and all that stuff and have time to eat before I go to Paiso. Because I have to catch a bus like 45 minutes before it starts to get downtown in time to warm up.
some crap. And it won't get better.
Yeah, well, actually, it will get better because once I'm, like, not in school anymore, most musicians stop, like, most of it's in the afternoons. It's not usually in the mornings.
Oh, so you'll get to sleep.
Because a lot of musicians, like, they do their paying gigs and the concerts and stuff, they're at night. So they don't have them getting up early in the morning. After they've been doing like these late night gigs and stuff, they're just gonna have most of their rehearsals in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's where Mr. Thompson has most of his rehearsals too. Every once in a while he has a morning one when they need extra rehearsals, but usually they're in the afternoons.
Oh, so it does get better for you.
It does get better.